Hi guys, this is just a reminder to listen to Adam's podcast ASAP.
Where can we fly your?
Open the door now. I'm suffocating. Show that whether you like it or not does get the nation talking.
Should you worry, should you not? Personally, I'd say start ripping your hair out at the roots. It's going to be very memorable, but sometimes you remember things for all the wrong reasons.
This is the Record Doctors Pop Podcast.
The library is open.
Well, hello, lovelies, and welcome to yet another installment of the Record Doctors Record Library. Adam Eve here, continuing the Eurovision fantasy by way of my interview with Slovenia's iconic Joker Out. And this is from the end of May 2023. Now, full disclosure, I was a little nervous about this one and very, very much fangirling, but what a ride it was. Unfortunately, due to some bad morning traffic in Slovenia that day, both Bojan and Jure were not able to make it in time for the chat, but I did get to have a chat with the brilliant Chris, Nace and Jan, all of whom were absolute gracious gentlemen and a total pleasure to chat with. Anyway, well, let me stop beating around the bush and won't you join me inside the Doctor's TARDIS as we take yet another trip back in time to the end of May 2023. Having come off a huge few months that culminated with the five-piece impressing global audiences after representing their home country of Slovenia at the Eurovision Song Contest, it is beyond an absolute honour and a huge, massive privilege to be welcoming onto the Record Doctor, my favourite band in the entire world right now, and the most joyous and shagadelic in their own terms. It is Chris, Nace and Jan from Joker Out. Dobar dan, boys, and welcome to the Record Doctor. How are you all?
Hey, thank you for having us. Hvala.
Of course. A huge thank you for you coming onto the show tonight. I've been playing a lot of Joker Out stuff on both shows, the Record Doctor and the Balkan Chart Show, so this really is very exciting, so thank you again.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm surprising that it's evening for you. I didn't even register that. We've just woken up, so.
No, that's fine. I can completely understand. I'm shit ass in the mornings. So before I start handing out all the questions, I do also want to congratulate all of you on an incredible and truly unforgettable Eurovision season. Here in Australia, you had to vote using a credit card online, and I went into full voting mode. I think I used like 3 different credit cards in this house just to put through the 20 maximum votes each on both nights. So I think it's criminal with the final placement you guys received, but I hope you guys are super proud of what you've achieved.
Of course we are. The result was lower than we expected, but all but the like formal result on the scoreboard has been incredible. During Eurovision and after Eurovision, we've been topping charts in the top of the charts in a lot of different countries around the world, especially Europe. So we're not letting the final score hinder us in any way possible. We're really proud of what we did and excited for the future.
That's a good thing, because like the song is now, like you said, it's massive success globally. It's trending all over the place on streaming. Number 1, obviously, in your home country, Slovenia. Number 4, Lithuania and Sweden. And 12 in Finland, with plenty more probably on the way. So just must be so exciting to see that happen after such a long journey that you've had with the song.
Yeah, I think I need a minute or two just to
put on the shades. Yes, it's been incredible, and it's like the numbers are growing and changing so quickly that we've been preparing some like pitch documents and promotional stuff where we list all of the achievements, and the numbers are changing so fast that we can't even keep up with them. We have to update the documents all the time. So we're really excited, and hopefully it already has brought us some gigs out of the borders of Slovenia, and hopefully many more.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you've made a huge impression on so many people, and I guess you have returned home after such a whirlwind of like almost 4 months really of Eurovision life. So for something that took up half of a year for you all as a band in total, how are you all feeling now that Eurovision's over?
I really thought that we're going to be like depressed after the Eurovision, but there's so much thing going on that we haven't feel the Eurovision depression after the end.
It's
maybe in October when we plan our vacation, we'll get depressed. But
you're gonna get depressed on your vacation.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, it's very rock and roll.
It hasn't really ended yet, like this Eurovision journey. Even though like the main thing is over, the aftermath is still happening.
I mean, in 2 weeks we're hopping on a plane off to Ireland to do two shows, so it doesn't really feel like it's over.
No, definitely not. And that's the thing, like there's so many winners after each Eurovision. It's not just technically who wins the competition, but there's so many artists that walk away with huge stepping stones into careers. Like we've seen it time and time again over the years. So it's very, very exciting.
Thank you.
Coming home to your original adoring public and fans in Slovenia, how did that homecoming feel for you guys?
Well, first of all, when we came home, we had a surprise reception at our airport. But this wasn't by our fans, but by the closest members of our team who stayed in Slovenia during Eurovision and some family members, of course. That was really nice. That was quite an emotional moment for all of us. We haven't had a concert in Slovenia, actually, since we've come back. So we'll see what the reception from the crowd will be when we finally get on stage. But yesterday we had a kind of meet and greet in the city center, and a lot of people turned up. We kind of felt back at home, and it was nice seeing all of the old faces, and especially some new faces. There were a lot of Erasmus students from other countries who had heard of us through Eurovision that came to our meet and greet then. So that's a good thing.
That's amazing. And you guys obviously did a lot of meet and greets in pretty much every city that you went to along the Eurovision circuit. That's pretty amazing. Like, you don't see a lot of artists that do that, especially in the thick of it when you're so busy as you are during Eurovision.
Well, it was definitely inadvisable because the pre-party season was really, really hectic and tightly packed, and we barely found any time for any meet and greets. Sadly, in Amsterdam, we didn't even have time to do it.
Yeah.
But we always tried to, because we knew, I mean, it's one of the best ways to connect with the fans, and especially to get a feeling of how many fans there are in a place where you haven't been before. And luckily, all of the meet and greets went down well. I mean, some meet and greets were hectic as hell, like Poland, 100 plus people turned up. It was incredible. So I think we might continue doing this for our future foreign endeavors, let's say.
Right. Well, you've already been playing gigs. I was lucky enough to watch the live stream of the Sea Star Festival. Was that the first show back for you guys?
Yes,
it was
in Croatia. Yeah,
perfect.
it was lovely. I mean, in Croatia, on the coast, always nice. Wow. It's becoming summer here in this region of the world.
The northern half.
it was really nice, especially like playing live in that we couldn't on the Eurovision stage. We had one concert in Liverpool and Camp in Furness, but this was like first after Eurovision performance we did, and it felt so good, like opening the summer tour.
The second time we performed for a Balkan audience. The first time was last year at... Am I right? Yeah, the first time was last year in Novi Sad in Serbia at Exit Festival, which is a really huge festival. It's the second time, and the difference was very, let's say, tangible. You could see that we had we had successfully moved our music across the border to Croatia as well, because a lot of non-Slovenian bands were singing along to the music. So we definitely see and feel that we've made progress in the region with the Slovenian band.
Right, right. Well, you mentioned that it's sort of common knowledge that the only person on stage at Eurovision performing live is the vocalist. So how did you guys, especially the three of you, manage to pull off looking like you're playing guitars like your lives depended on it? Like, that was, that's a talent, boys. Like, it was something else.
Well, thank you.
I don't know. You did just play our instruments.
We did, yeah.
I mean, if you had plugged in a cable, it would have sounded right, but they just didn't give us a cable.
Right, right. So is that sensational? Was it a little weird for you guys at first?
Definitely.
It's a weird thing, like punching a guitar and not getting any response, like not getting any sound, any physical thing out of it. It's a strange thing, but you get used to it after a few rehearsals.
Yeah, and there's so many that you really... I mean, you get so used to it. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we ever came back on stage and they play back and we're like, oh yeah.
So when it was announced that you'd be representing Slovenia, I sort of dug into the two albums and fell in love with the music really quickly. And my introduction was actually through the Serbian language single Demoni long before Carpe Diem. So how did it come to be that you guys, because obviously there are a couple of Serbian language singles, what made you guys want to venture into that, to do a Serbian vocal?
Well, Bojan, our singer, who also writes most of our songs, is of Serbian descent. His mother and father are from the Serbian part of Bosnia. And he always felt, so that means Serbian is actually his mother tongue, regardless of whether he's a Slovenian citizen. Anyway, he wanted to express himself also in his mother tongue, and that happened to be in the form of those two songs on the second album, which is Demoni, and the other one is Ona. And I think they turned out really well. Demoni was also kind of a experimental venture from ours, because we wanted to try a more clubbish sound, like the one that's really popular in the Balkan region right now, and really satisfied with both of them. And I think there will definitely be some more Serbian songs down the line.
Exciting, exciting. Well, being a huge fan of the song contest, but also now Joker out, I followed along with your incredible YouTube documentary series that literally documented the whole journey of Carpe Diem from conception until the finale. What made you guys want to document the process so intensely? And also, thank you for doing so.
Thank you.
Well, a big thanks goes to our video director, producer, creative director, Mark Pitts, who's been working with us since, I think, the Gala music video in 2019.
Yeah. Right.
And since then, like, we did, I think, around 7 music videos, perhaps.
The New Wave was the 10th.
Wow!
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we've been really working a lot together, and I mean, he was part, the integral part of our team on the Eurovision journey. But why did we actually want to record it? I mean,
because it's Eurovision.
Yeah,
it's a once-in-a-lifetime journey that very few people can experience, like, in person, and maybe wanted to, like, share this part of this experience. We just wanted to share our experience of this journey with the rest of the world, and Mark was the one able to achieve it.
You guys really were sort of everyone that, because I spoke to a few people that actually went to the competition and were there and went to a few of the rehearsals, and you guys really were a big favorite amongst so many people and artists for being just genuinely very, very lovely guys. It's a very Balkan thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we killed lovely. We killed them with time guns.
Well, speaking of things Balkan, your incredible outfits were each adorned with unique amounts of a very special and traditionally Slovenian type of lace Could you please tell me a little bit more about the lace and why it was so important for you to integrate that into your final looks?
Well, so you're referring to the Idrian lace, which we had on our outfits. Each of us had kind of one big piece, or Jan had two, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, Magic also. Okay, so a couple of pieces which fitted together, and it's from the northwestern part of the Slovenia, kind of northwestern.
It's more south than north, I think.
Okay.
Western.
It's quite far away. It's not easily accessible. I mean, there is a road, of course, but there's no like highway through there. So it's a very kind of secluded part of Slovenia, which has a very rich cultural history, and Idrian lace is the biggest part of that. We're all big fans of anything Slovenian, of course. So we wanted, because we're representing our country and our fans, of course, to apart from our music, which we sang in Slovenian, should also do something to praise the Slovenian nation in our outfits. And the Idrian lace was one of the ideas, which was brought up by our graphic designer and also kind of a guy who works with us creatively for our visuals. His name is Carlo Kiri, and he proposed Idrian lace because he also has some like family ties to Idria, and it sounded actually crazy in the beginning because Idrian lace is usually like used by really kind of like for tablecloths or stuff like that.
Decoration.
It's like, not like
put it on TV.
It was a crazy idea to put it on our clothes, but we trusted him, and we really liked the end product.
Yeah, the clothes looked amazing, and so many people were talking about how cool you all looked as well. So, job well done to you and the stylists. On a bit of a lighter note, your self-proclaimed blend of shagadelic rock goes perfectly with the fact that you guys were handing Joker out condoms to the public during the Eurovision tour. Whose genius idea was this?
Well, we've been trying to get Durex sponsorship for quite a while. So.
We had to make our own because they wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
Idea came from the phrase STD, which is like day, but
right, STD.
and condoms go together.
So our motto was when we were handing out condoms, our motto was let's using the baby the only STD you have.
Yeah, that was like,
oh my god, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. Oh my god. Well, on to a more serious note, your current single is an English recreation of your Demoni album track Novival, which is now called New Wave, and it amazingly features Elvis Costello. And for those of us that have been paying attention over Eurovision season, we know that the link between the two of you came from your Liverpool-based godfather of sorts. But in the excitement of all that, I remember hearing you guys talk about working on an English album. Is this still the plan before the year's end, and how's that going, if so?
Yeah, it's still quite in the plan. We don't know in what kind of form this album will, be brought out. We don't know if it's going to be 10 tracks, 15 tracks, or maybe less.
Or maybe 100.
Maybe 100.
Right.
We don't quite know the date of the release, but we're gonna, apart from, of course, touring this whole summer, we're gonna be finishing that, because a lot of that was already done in Hamburg when we recorded Carpe Diem. So we just have to, mainly the English lyrics still need to be, done. So we'll see how quickly we come up with some good lyrics. But actually one of the future tracks, maybe even a single, is also one that we were helped by Elvis Costello. It's a track from the first album, Umazane Misli. That track is, let's say, I think that track is really one of the most essential shagadelic tracks of ours. So it makes sense that Elvis connected with it as well. So we're hoping to release that one as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's very, very exciting. And obviously you're going to keep making music in Slovenian too.
Yeah, I think we're gonna be doing some mixed languages. I mean, I think that's allowed in the 21st century. Nobody really bats an eye. Even if you look at Maneskin, they just brought out an album. Some of it was in English, some of it was in Italian. Right. Everybody's satisfied.
And like, bro, right, can speak any language he wants.
Yes.
I think he convinced Lazara, the French representative. Yeah.
That he speaks he French, speaks, yeah.
She was like, no, you speak French. she didn't believe that he doesn't speak French because he can like fake the words and stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah, just quietly, my top three was you, Karia, and Lazara.
Also our top three.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm glad to hear that you're going to keep doing stuff in Slovenian because there's definitely a special kind of magic watching you guys perform in Slovenian, because definitely a magic there when you guys do perform in Slovenian.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to take things to the beginning of the band and each of your journeys with music. I know sort of Western bands like Arctic Monkeys, The Beatles and Fleetwood Mac have sort of played an influence on you all, but I also hear Balkan bands like Crvena Jabuka in the music. So what have been Balkan artists and bands that have influenced you all the most over the years?
Like Barni Valjak for sure.
Yeah. Valjak is probably your favorite band.
Yeah.
And also like probably my favorite Balkan band as well. I think Boy would also say Bijelo Dugme.
Yes.
Oof. Who else? George Balasovic, okay. I mean, if you'd ask Bojan, he would just name every Balkan artist ever, yeah, because probably, he knows every Balkan song you can imagine. I mean,
of course,
there's this Balkan radio station in Slovenia, and Bojan just rolls it constantly, and the most bizarre songs you can imagine are played on there, and still Bojan knows the lyrics to everyone. So
yeah, but Bojan knows all the lyrics.
Like, oh, yeah, okay, it's not only Balkan.
He's ever heard the song. Those lyrics.
Yeah. At least the chord.
Oh, wow.
He's a genius in that way.
God, it takes me forever at reading the song lyrics on Spotify 1,000 times before I can get the lyrics down for most things. Sorry to interrupt here, but just before Bojan temporarily deactivated his Instagram account, I did ask him if he'd share some of the Balkan bands that he has been most influenced by or loves the most. And he responded fairly quickly to let me know that they were, of course, Bijelo Dugme, one of my favourites as well, and the one that I grew up with, too, Toše Proeski, Indexi, Plavi Orkestar, another one of my favourites. The song Sava Tihoteše is probably one of the greatest pop ballads ever written. There's also Sitarta and Bigfoot Mama. So if you are looking at maybe diving into some of the bands that not only Joker Outs members, but Bojan specifically was really, really influenced by. So there you go. Now back to the interview. On that note, you have already worked with Elvis Costello, and there is another track that you have worked on with him. Across both worlds, Western and Balkan, are there artists that you really would like to work with in the future as well?
That's a very not narrow field.
No, not at all. Very, very broad possibilities.
Oh, actually, I forgot to mention that there's this new band in the Balkan regions from Serbia, Butch Cassidy, which I really like. And we're playing a show on Saturday in Zagreb with them. And they have been really helping us promote ourselves in the Balkan region, which is really nice of them. So I think... I don't know how our sounds would have sounded together, but I would like to try something artistically with them.
And that would be
fun. But otherwise, let's say we limit ourselves to the Eurovision acts, which were with us. Sound-wise, really liked Lazara. She expressed her interest as well, so maybe if our paths ever cross again.
Oh my God, I would have a heart attack.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds really good. That sounds good. And I would love to have some French on some of our songs. Mm. It's a beautiful language.
I mean, I wouldn't mind a collaboration with Marco Mengoni as well.
He's also a really nice guy, and his music is incredible.
How was it being on the Eurovision circuit with the Let Three men?
Actually, we're going to see a concert of them in Ljubljana today.
Nice.
We go greet them in backstage or something.
I think they promised us the flowers. So.
Yeah. But no, actually, they're really fun guys. I think perhaps the most misunderstood act of this year's Eurovision, and I think incredibly intelligent performance and song. It's if not a masterpiece, very close to a masterpiece.
Definitely, because I watch Eurovision with my mum every year, and we have that mum comes from that background, and I was like, get prepared for the Croatian entry. It's fucking great. And as soon as the first lyric, you know, Mama Kupila Traktora, my mom just pissed herself laughing. And she's like, oh, this is genius. So, like, the people that got it. So I'm happy that they're getting a little bit of love post-Eurovision as well.
They're getting a lot of love. And we're even playing together in October.
In October. In the end of October.
Yeah. On Halloween.
They
don't even have to think of any costumes, they already have them.
Yeah, those coats are something else. Like, just the whole thing, the stage and everything like that was just perfect. But so are you guys. The stage, the simplicity of just showing the pure charisma that you guys all have and the joy that you obviously have when you perform together. That's also what made you a huge fan favorite with everyone in Eurovision Village and online as well. So I guess what people at home need to understand is that you guys are like huge in your home country and have sort of exploded in a massive, massive way. Now you have this global audience and a lot of support and fan embrace from every corner of the world. So how does that feel now, having come from being, you know, pretty much known in the Balkans and Slovenia to now being a global act?
Well, I have to say that I don't really feel that yet. Not until we're going to be seriously touring around all of the places where these fans are. We've got a little taste of that on the pre-parties. But as of now, it just means we have to post everything in English, not in Slovenian anymore. But that's nice. And I mean, it's always nice seeing a radio show like yours, which is like miles and miles and miles away from us, rolling our music, which is just an incredible feeling. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, no. Thank you guys for everything that you gave us through the Eurovision season. It was just so much fun and such a delight. And I very, very, very content from the beginning of the competition to the end that you guys were my Dupois of the competition. So, with the world at your fingertips, I have no doubt that the next year is going to see Joker Outstar rise to sort of stratospheric heights. So aside from the English album and touring, are there any extra plans for the rest of the year?
Yes, we have this very big arena show in Ljubljana on the 6th of October. Biggest arena in Slovenia. It's already almost sold out. When it sells out, we'll be the youngest Slovenian artist to ever sell it out. So that's going to be really exciting. And I mean, it's just, apart from only us, it just means that the Slovenian scene has really grown since when we first started, because it was a lot more tame back then. There weren't so many concerts, so many acts, and it's nice to see that. Regardless of if it's us or any other band, it's nice to see that a band who has come up in the last couple of years has the power to do, or it's like the audience to do such a huge thing in Slovenia. So I think we're very excited for that, but we still have to figure out what we want to do on stage.
One of the things I haven't mentioned was, well, we're talking about the Balkans. So in total, you've had 9 nominations for the Zlata Pišća Awards. having won, I think it was 3 of them previously, and you're currently nominated for another 2. When has the results come out for that yet, or when do you find out about that?
We did. We didn't get them.
No, this year we didn't get them, and they were announced on the night of the second semifinal. So I was actually, we were sitting in the backstage waiting for our performance, and I was refreshing their Instagram page because they were announcing like every nomination and one after the other. And sadly, we didn't get any. But our very good friends from the band Murphy got 3 of them. So congratulations to them. And I mean, that night we were so excited that we got into the final that we forgot about it. So it's
right. I think you were celebrating the right thing. I remember the semifinal 2, they started announcing the countries, and I was like, I bet you any money they're going to announce Slovenia last. I said, I bet you any money Australia's going to be announced before they fucking announce Slovenia, because I'm sitting here waiting for you guys to be announced. And then sure enough, you were announced last, but that celebration at the end made it so worth it. It was so exciting to see how excited you guys were.
One of a kind feeling.
Yeah.
Speaking of things like tours and everything, I am dying to know, what are the chances that we'll get to see you boys do a tour of Australia sometime soon?
Tour of Australia. Well, I think next weekend. I think for that we might do a UK tour with 2.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to go to Scandinavia as well. Maybe some Poland, Czechia, Slovakia. That would be nice. So I think we have to conquer Europe first.
Right.
To
conquer it.
Conquer it with good vibes and love and music. I want to go to Australia. So
of course,
but Australia has a big like Slovenian community.
Yeah.
Huge Slovenian, huge Balkan community. A lot of people that would definitely want to attend a gig. A Joker Out gig. Me and many of my friends included, I'll be front and center pretty much for every show you do. If you do come to Australia, it'll be fucking huge.
Yeah.
Kings, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for this incredible chat. You've all been so gracious with your time and answers, and I really, really appreciate it. As not only a presenter, but also a huge fan, this has been a massive, massive highlight for me. So, Fala Vampuno, thank you so much.
No, it's been really nice. Thank you for a lovely conversation, and I wish you a nice evening in Australia.
Thank you very much. You guys have a lovely day, and I hope that you get to have fun tonight at the gig.
We will. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thanks very much again, boys. I'll see you later.
See you. Thank you. Bye.
The biggest thank you once again to the incredible boys of Joker Out. And of course, for that wonderful endorsement from the legendary Boyan for the pod, thank you very much. And make sure you hit subscribe on the podcast page, wherever you're listening to us right now. And the details on exactly what episode 5 will be coming in over the next few weeks. So keep your ears and eyes peeled. And by the way, while you're subscribing, and of course, if you have the time, why not leave the Record Library a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts? Look, it really helps me and the podcast gain traction, and especially as this is kind of a new podcast, those lovely comments and 5-star ratings can just really, really go a long way. And of course, thank you to those who've already done so. Love you long time. Before I do go, though, I want to quickly also mention where else you can find me if you're interested, not only on podcasting, but also on the radio. You can catch my 7-year-strong Mixcloud radio show called The Record Doctor, mixcloud.com/ The Record Doctor. I usually have episodes every fortnight, and once a month I'm also joined by the wonderful Natalie Brisky as we present the Balkan Chart Show. Again, mixcloud.com/ The Record Doctor. It's all one word. You can also hear me hosting and producing my Girls Aloud podcast. Just do a search for the Girls Aloud podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. A new episode of that just dropped last week. and another one is coming on August the 11th. And then, of course, there is my Danny and Kylie Minogue podcast that I produce and co-host with the wonderful Eliza Day. We are currently on a bit of a holler, Danny. You see what I did there? We've just been nonstop with the podcast for the past year, but we will be back very, very soon. So you can follow The Record Doctor on Instagram, at The Record Doctor, also at The Record Doctor on Twitter and Threads. You can also find The Balkan Chart Show on all three of those platforms, at Balkan Chart Show. The Girls Aloud podcast, also on all three of those social platforms, at Aloud Podcast, that's A-L-O-U-D. This is Disco over at This is Disco on Twitter and Instagram. And my personal socials on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads are at Adam Disco. That's A-D-E-M-D-I-S-C-O. That's an M for Madonna or Minogue, of course. Linktree's all over those profiles as well. So I look forward to connecting with you all on one or all of the above mentioned. If you want to hear me spin some Joker out on the radio, don't forget to check out the next episode of the Balkan Chart Show with my good friend Natalie. We'll no doubt be playing them as per usual on the program because of my influence. I also have a brand new project coming very soon called The Rock Mole that will also no doubt feature the boys heavily. Look, however, folks, until all of that and the next episode of the podcast, this is Adam Eve closing the doors of the record library for the night and signing off on episode 4. Bye.
Hello, I'm Chris.
I'm Jan.
And I'm Nate.
We're from Joker Out, from Slovenian entry of this year's Eurovision Song Contest, and you're listening to Adam on Record Doctor. Yeah.